How big of a task is this for you guys? Or is it not that big? Are people making you guys more underdogs than you really feel like
this
you are?
This is the divisional round of the playoffs. There's only 8 teams left out of 32. This is an extremely important game. You know, playing against the defending Super Bowl champs, it's definitely a hell of a opportunity for us. And obviously a lot of people are going to be counting us out, and it's the most important thing for us is to, you know, focus on the guys that are in this locker room and make sure that we're on our P's and Q's for sure in this game. And can't start the way we did in the first half, like we did last week. We have to start the way we did in the second half in the first half of this game, all 60 minutes.
The getting counted out part seems to have really served you all well.
Standard, dude. Standard. You know, like pickles on a sandwich. That thing just comes all the time. So it is what it is. We just got to focus on what's important, and that's these guys in this locker room. It's 11 guys in the field at a time, and making sure that our 11 plays better than their 11.
What do you think about the play of Derrick Henry?
Which one?
There's lots of them. There was a lot of them. What did you think about his improved play in that second game? I mean, he started against Jacksonville, 1.8 yards carry, and then 6.8 in this last one.
I think Derrick did an unbelievable job. That guy is, definitely a specimen genetically, and for him to come and run the way he did, it takes a lot for a person, especially in this business, to set aside their ego and say, I did this, and when he was speaking about himself, I didn't run like a back shoot or however he phrased it. And to come out and just play the way he did is extremely, extremely impressive, and I expect him to do the same this week.
How much does it help you guys offensively to have that threat there?
Yeah, when you have the run, it opens everything else up. I mean, the play action becomes much bigger, and once the play action hits, the pass game opens up. And it's very hard to win games when you're one-dimensional. So if you have everything working on all cylinders like it was the second half of that game, it's huge. It's huge.
You feel like you can have some good success running the ball against them?
I think so. I think, you know, we just got to play hard, if not harder than we did last week, and make sure we finish the plays like we were as an O-line. And, we have some very talented backs in the backfield, and Marcus, obviously, when he runs it, is extremely talented. So we just got to put them in a position to be successful. I know that Marcus is going to with his play calling, and after that, it's really just, you know, that's up to them. You know, the only thing we can do is block, and that's what we're going to do as hard as we possibly can for 60 minutes.
You typically block for Marcus. What did you think about the block that he laid on that linebacker?
Oh, I think it was really impressive. I actually didn't see it, so when people were talking to us after the game, I really had no idea what they were talking about, and had the opportunity to see it because it was on every piece of social media that I've seen. So the guy had a pretty special game, and I expect him to have a better one this week.
He said you guys said he needs to hold his blocks longer.
What's that?
He needs to hold his blocks longer.
Marcus does?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He got the first down. I think it's good. I think, you know, if your hand's tied up, you got lazy feet, and you get a holding penalty, I think Marcus is not the hero that we all see him as right now. So I think he did a great job. I think it was a perfect between-the-lines block. I think, obviously his base was a little narrow and his hands weren't tied and tight, but it is what it is. I'll give him some pointers in the offseason. We'll take over for some of his own blocks and some deuce blocks and stuff like that and see what we can really get on next week.
On.
Yeah, next year. 2018 season is going to be a big blocking year for Marcus.
You said you guys obviously need to start better than you did the last game.
Yeah.
Is that easier said than done? Like, how do you ensure doing that?
Yeah, I've sat here for the last 17, 18 weeks and said we need to do this better in the beginning of that, and it just hasn't happened. But kind of let's say it again, man. We need, especially this week, with a guy like Tom that does such a great job on offense there. He's done such a great job managing the game, throwing the ball well, putting that team in a huge position to win. Just the talent that they have, we have to come out the way we did, firing all cylinders, and definitely no slow starts are allowed on Saturday.
Best defense is obviously keeping him off the field.
Absolutely. I think that's, I think it couldn't have said it better.
Is there friends with Tom?
I met Tom one time, and he just came to speak to the team. I wouldn't say we're friends. I don't even think the guy knows my name, but I think he's his hell of a quarterback.
That wasn't him that wrote your statement.
What's that?
That wasn't him.
No, that was not. It was another Michigan man instead.
Is there an aura that surrounds the Patriots?
Yeah, it's the second time I've been asked that question. I don't really understand what that means.
They got the rings. They got success.
I guess. I don't know.
Time.
Is there an aura? I just feel like, you know what? They're a special team that's been special for a long time. Usually you see a cycle of, you know, so this team's good, and then they have a little drop, and then that team's good, they have a little bit of a drop, and it's kind of like a vicious circle, not only in the NFL but also in college. And I think, you know, the Patriots have, you know, found that fountain of youth somehow with a 40-year-old quarterback. So we just got to, like I said, be on our P's and Q's and be ready to play as hard as we possibly can.